This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Gary Snizyk, G-A-R-Y-S-N-I-E-Z-Y-K. Date of birth 04-04-1950. Date of appointment 4-24-2025. Requesting physician Joseph Carrozza, J-O-S-E-P-H-C-A-R-R-O-Z-Z-A. Dear Dr. Carrozza, I have the pleasure of seeing Gary Snizyk today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 75-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who cannot stand for long time, does not have strength, hips and knees stiff, no pain, no numbness, feels on dragging. He feels weights on the legs. Used to have a good gait, presently dragging feet, shuffling gait, no backache, cannot stand up straight, upper extremities are okay, no neck pain. Past medical history, monoclonal gammopathy of unknown origin, essential hypertension, obstructive uropathy, bilateral cataract, benign prostatic hyperplasia, pre-diabetic, hyperlipidemia, diverticular disease of the colon, anxiety, depression, past surgical history, colonoscopy, transurethral resection of the prostate and prostatic biopsy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication atorvastatin 40 milligram daily, Bisacodyl, acetylcypram 10 milligram daily, oxybutynin, polyethylene glycol, tamsulosin, varenicline, tartrate. Social history, smoke half a pack of cigarette per day, rarely drink alcohol, he's a farmer, he's married, live with his wife, have three children, family history, mother deceased, father deceased, two brother, one has a prostatic problem. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on, present, next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor present. Motor system examination is strength, upper extremities 545, lower extremity 4/4, 4.545, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, gait ataxic, walking, leaning forward, rhombic test positive, assessment and plan, 75-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number two, gait ataxia. Number three, lumbar radiculopathy. Number four, degenerative joint disease. Number five, essential tremor. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the LS spine, EMG of the upper and lower extremities, and blood tests including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. His neuropathy can be due to the monoclonal gammopathy of uncertain origin. His gait difficulty can be due to the arthritis. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.